The final share with us, considering the fact that they're upgrading to yeshiva, hence it's a big loss for us, but a big gain for Klal Yisrael. Being choshva bachur chema to join yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, very good. It's a big privilege that we're the ones accompanying you to this choshva step. Should be very matzliach. Okay, we're up to page 252, Siman Shin Tes Zayin Sif Dalet. We're continuing with the halachas of Tzod, B'Shabbos Kodesh. Sif Dalet is teaching us, person machatzeles, person is allowed to spread a mat. Machatzeles is a mat. Halgabe akhaveres on a beehive. You're allowed to spread a machatzeles, a mat, over a beehive. Mokerim, a place, miskansin, b'yadvorim, that bees gather. Last is to create dvash honey. You've got this beehive, you'll have to spread a mat over it. Ubelvat, provided shelo yichav elotzut, provided your intention is not to catch and trap the bees. The reason why you are putting this mat over it is to protect it, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because of the sun, the heat, or because of the rain. So since that's your intention, you'll have to spread the machzeles over the beehive. Figam, and also beinon, it is also in a way she'enemuchach, it is not inevitable, it's not for sure and certain, she'enitzoid, that they will be caught and trapped. Ke'echad olahav v'psigreish, you know that it's not a psigreish. We are learning here, a fascinating halacha. You have got a beehive, which is full of dvorim, full of bees. They are there, but you want to have the honey, that's the whole purpose of this beehive. You want to have the honey, and you are... Therefore, and now it's pelting, it's starting to rain, you want to cover and protect the beehive from potential damage. The way you're doing it is putting a machzeles over it, you're spreading a mat over it. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos, yes or no? The halacha is yes, you're allowed to. And the reason is, based on two reasons, you would have thought that this is a very conventional trapping. All you're doing is loads and loads of bees inside, you're trapping the bees. Why is it, okay, perhaps it's the Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon? Insects, and women and it's animals which are normally being trapped, so it's a drabonon, I agree. But it's a drabonon, yet it still is, and it's a drabonon. So we're allowed to trap it, the Shulchan Aruch says, because if you are covering it and your intention is not to trap the animals, you have no interest in trapping and killing and trapping the animals, the only reason why you are covering it up is for the honey and not for the animals. You know, so therefore, it's not really what you're intending to do. Plus, also, it's not for sure trapping. You may potentially, there might be underneath, there might be areas which are not covered. Therefore, they're not completely trapped. And since it's not a psikresha, it's not a direct, inevitable trapping. It's just a potential, doubtful kind of trapping. Plus the fact that it's not your intention. Therefore, it's mutter. Oil. I don't have. Oyhail. I see. Oyhail. What are you talking about? This interesting question. Making oil? Yeah. I think that's the answer. Very good. I hear that. I think that's true. That we learned that if you're just covering up, there's no. Yeah, it's a very interesting question though. Yeah, but I think that's the answer. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton yudzayin person machzeles bechamo for the sun, bechamo for the because of the heat, avikshamim the rain, bechamo because of the rain." So all you're doing is protecting the beehive as opposed to catching the bees. Be'inon she'nemuchach kegoin. Such as Shaloyadiga Machzeles Rakaveres Kolkach, don't stick it properly, don't tighten it around it. Kadesh Yuchla Dvorim Alkoponim Lotz Betoichak, so in order that the bees can escape if they wish to do so. You're not trapping physically the bees, they can escape. And that's why it's not Melaches Tzod. Oi, alternative Shesh Bekaveres is a choir cotton, if there's holes, even small holes, that the bees can escape. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, the Mishavur finishes off saying the last few words. Kozom Magnavon, Magnavon says, Mikan Mochach, for me it is. Mochach, Tishli Zosh, Lelamit, Beshabbos Ametzoido. You may not put a trap, Lord Sudbrach, Borim, a mice trap. You know how to place a mice trap in your house. Bechen Kozom Piskechovas, as a Piskechovas, Piskechovas, and Beshabbos Yudzain. You know how to put, not a place. Just like you know how to put. Oh! Before Shabbos, you're allowed to. Why? Because we don't pass like Beis. And just because you put the something, if you do something on Shabbos, the melacha takes place on Shabbos. It may or may not. But even if you know for sure your house is in cholila, is infested, you know there's going to be a couple of. Nevertheless, it's going to be muta. It's not because it's sofik. Not, it's not the reason why it's muta is because you're allowed to do something on erev Shabbos that will happen on Shabbos. It's a foolish mishnah. Now the shaila with regards to the achborim is an interesting one. What would be the halacha? If the won't be the locha, so to put mice trap on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. What if you actually put a mice trap on Shabbos? You know, you just saw that mouse running behind the couch, and you got a mouse, and you know it's going to have to escape either from this way or from that way. You put two mice trap on the side, and now you're watching and seeing what's happening. So would that, that's, we're all agreeing, that would be also on Shabbos, yeah? You have to put those mice trap before Shabbos. On Shabbos, because what if you say, okay, listen, I don't want to be cholila mechal Shabbos, I'm only going to do on one side, so 50% chance it's going to go here. So I'm not mamash over on a, it's a sofik. So it's not a geisha. Good. I'd only put on one side, and I put it on one side, I'm not going to put it on the other side. Is that mutar also? Also, it's a sofik deraisa. You don't have to do that. Definitely. Now, what about if you're not actually putting one of those trap without you put the cheese and then... Not one of those. Not one of the old-fashioned. You actually know more sophisticated one. I saw that lately in a shop. I saw those recently. The glue. They are based on glue. Very interesting ones. I saw that. Yeah, it's like a kind of... have you seen those? It's like a, I don't know if they work. It looks very, very interesting. You've got it's like a simple thing. They go on it, and then it's very sweet. It's something which attracts the mice, and then they go on it. It's such strong glue that they actually cannot move away from there. They get stuck and they can't move. So it's an interesting system because I suppose it's a little bit more humane, maybe. It's a little bit more elegant, maybe. A little bit more...
Only if they get stuck to it, then it works. But if only their feet, then they can get up without it.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Oh. Seriously? Okay. Anyways, assuming that they do get stuck there, so would you say that it's not proper tzad, and therefore it's mutter? Would you like to place those on Shabbos? Of course, why? Exactly, it really is. It's a beautiful beautiful cume of melachas tzad, according to all opinions. You're restricting the movement. Tzad is restricting the movement. It doesn't make a difference. How? If you're restricting the movement of an animal, you're over melachas tzad, min ha-toira. And that's exactly what you're doing over here. Whether it is because it is trapped by its surroundings, or whether it's trapped by glue, it doesn't make a difference. As far as melachas tzad is concerned, this is tzad. So it would be definitely also to place those around on Shabbos. Again, before Shabbos is mutar, and on Shabbos is also.
You're not going to enjoy your Shabbos. You never mark the ground, are you?
It doesn't make a difference. You're not, for Simchas Shabbos, you're not allowed to oinik Shabbos, you're not allowed to be over melacha deraisa. You have to wait nicely and patiently until Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Tzeif Hei continues. Tzvi shenichmas l'roi chabayis. A deer which enters a house, ever happened to you? For noal echad b'fonov, when somebody locks up the house, noal echad b'fonov, somebody locks the house now with the deer inside it. Chayav is chayav. Obviously, you lock the house with the deer locked inside it, that's going to be tzod. I agree with that. Noal u'shnayim, what happens if two people lock it simultaneously? Two people hold the lock and lock it at the same time. Two people together. The Rabbanon, why? Oh, very good. Says Shulchan Aruch. Shnoalu shnayim. If two people locked it up, Pturim, both are potur. Why? This is not some mystic reason, something about tzod. The reason behind it is the very global rule. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotin Chav Aleph Pturim Deksiv, as it says in the Posuk, v'im nefesh achas techeto b'shgogo me'am ha'oretz ba'asoy so. We go and read the Posuk in the Torah. V'darashin on the Gemara darshin tzin maseches Shabbos ba'asoy so. When a meloch is performed, ba'asoy so done, performed. Ha'oy says kula, if a person does the entire whole melocha, only then he is chayev korban. V'loy and not ha'oy says miktsasa, if a person does only partially the melocha, some of the melacha, then he is not chayev, then it's only mederabonon. There's no chiyuv d'ais. Very good question. I want to ask that question. Let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im ken, and therefore, kim shekol echad, since every one of them, bifnei atzmoi, on his own, yochel lenoloi, he can do though, he could really look up on his own, but he didn't look up on his own, he did it with some of his friend's assistants. Hari kol echad, every one of them, eino yoise elu miktose, but he's doing some of it. He's pushing half, and he's pushing the other half. That's going to be done. That's going to be called miktsasa. But he's doing some of the melacha, not the whole melacha. And therefore, both of them haven't done a Torah melacha. They've both done a derabanan melacha. That the rule applies by all the other 39 melachas. In fact, whether it's the melacha, the reisa, or whether it's the derabanan, when a person does half of the melacha, it's but the reisa. But all the 39 melachas, people write together. Half-half, people carry together, people rub something out together, people, whatever it's done, two people or more, it's going to be a derabonon of the global universal rule, which is called in the poskim Shnaim She'osu, two people who do the melacha, Shnaim She'osu is only a derabonon. Now, Rabbi Kagan, what's your question? This is a good question. Rabbi Kagan wants to know, and I don't know the answer to that. Why is this rule brought over here? We don't say that with all the melachas. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually spell it out with other melachas. I think that by Zoyrig it does, by Hutzor it does, but it doesn't really say it. Why by Tzor over here does the Shulchan Aruch telling us, oh, you have to know that. If people look it up together, it's two people, Ishnaim Shosu, Zolim Midrabonon. It's strange. No, any suggestions? Why specifically with this melacha we've got it? I don't know. What happens if it's a really, really heavy lock? Really heavy lock, and you can't actually lock it up on your own. You need two people to do it. It's very heavy. I'll never forget, I saw when I wasn't hungry, I'll never forget this, it made Mamash Roshim on me. I saw this huge, it was a huge shul, a massive shul in Mishkalt, a massive, massive shul, and the door was still, this huge door, not huge door, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, it was like a lot higher than this. And it was very impressive that the shul is in a bad shape, but the key is the same key to enter the front entrance of that shul. It's the same key than when it was built some 130 years ago. It's the same key. It's only one key. And the key itself, it's unbelievable. The key is still the same. You can't duplicate such a key. The key is literally that big, huge, huge, massive key made out of heavy, heavy iron, very heavy metal. And it's probably, you could actually hold it on your own, but just about, it's mamish heavy, huge, mamish like this. And that's the only way to open up that. It's very heavy. You actually need to know. So imagine it's a bit heavier than that, and actually one person can't hold that key. You need to have two people to hold the key. What's the halacha then? Would you also say Shnaim She'osu? Or would you say, well, imagine the door, you're trying to lock up the deer inside that shoe, and you just can't close that gate, that door is just too heavy. Metal bars and heavy wood and ancient, you want to close the gate, or you can't do it on your own, you need two people or more to help. What would you say then? The people is still the Rabbanon? Yes, or no, it would be the rest of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, says Shulchan Aruch. If one person on his own cannot lock it up, and both did it, because you need two people to do it, both them are chayiv. If it's something which can only be done by two people, then both of them are going to be chayiv. This is the rule that applies everywhere else as well. Shnaim also pturim is only if each of them can do it himself. But if it's something which you need two people to do it, then that's the normal way of doing the melacha, and therefore both are going to be chayiv. Hagar says the Ramav Yom HaPesach Kvar Megufav. What happens if you've got that animal which is now, you've shut the gate, you've shut the, you know what, imagine that scenario. Do you know the farm gates, you've got these farm gates. You know, now you closed it off. You closed off. It's closed. You know, the farm gates were all there. You closed it off, but that you need to lock it still. And let's say it was closed, and now you're locking it. Is the one who locks it chayef or not? It's closed, and now you're locking it. Chayef or potu or muta? Muta, also chayef. Is it muta? Is it rabbonon or the raisa? Locking. I understand that closing it, you're sure chayef, that's tzot, goes without saying. You've confined his area. Locking is nothing, says the Rama. Ve'im ha-pesach kvar megufof, if the door is closed already, megufof is closed, muta lenalo b'mondo, you're allowed to lock it up. Why? As you said, because you're not adding anything, the animal is already trapped. That's an interesting rule. So, we're learning now that if it's confined already and it's closed up, to secure that is actually not an issa. To secure that closing is not an issa. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, save off. Yoshav Echot al HaPesach v'miloi. Okay. Imagine the following scenario. You have got a deer that went into a house, and actually that deer you want to look after that deer. It went into a garden, and you want to look after the deer because it's a good one. You know what? A cat went in there, and you just happen to know that the owner of that cat is going to give you a reward for finding the cat. You want to look after that cat now until after Shabbos. You're very keen. The dog came in there. You want to look after it, but the problem is that there is one area is open. One at the side entrance is open. So what you're doing is that you are deciding, okay, I'm going to be standing there. Now, it's just 2 hours until Motzei Shabbos. I'm going to be standing there. And you are, closing that area now. So by closing that, the person is undoubtedly doing a deraisa. Are we agreeing on that? You're locking up and closing the area. What happens if there's another person now, okay, your friend, your brother, your son, your father, your uncle, says, you know what, after an hour, your legs are like hurting. And you said, okay, you know what, I really want to have a drink. And he comes and he stands in front of you. Is he doing anything wrong? He's not doing anything wrong because he's just like covering you, right? Okay, but once he's standing in front of you, can you now say, okay, fine, so that's shkoich, thank you very much, and you're escaping and you're going to have a good drink. I'm repeating. There's one person who is making the confined area into a complete confined area. If you're not standing there, he's going to be able to run to escape. You're standing by that that open space, making sure that the animal is not escaping. You're there. Now another person comes and stands behind you. He's allowed to stand behind you because he's not adding anything. But now that he's standing behind you, you want to go away because you want to have a drink. And you're not adding anything because he's standing behind you anyway. Is this muta also? Anybody? Who is not allowed to do? Who is not allowed to do and what? First one is Don Anissa. By going away, not doing anything wrong. So in theory, according to you, if I... Second person has done no issa. He's been there standing. Shulchan Aruch says, Yoshev echad al pesach v'miloi. If a person is standing by the entrance, by the entrance, v'miloi, and somebody fills him, very literally, fills up the space. Yochel Hashem Yileishev b'tzidoi. The latter can sit by his side. even the first one, the former now, is going away. Hasheni Porto, the second one, is doing nothing wrong. Umuta, Varishan Chayev, is allowed to put Rishan Chayev, the first one is Chayev. Exactly as you said. First one who went there, he did something wrong. Yes. By trapping the animal, he certainly did something wrong. But the second one, who was just covering and filling the first one, he did nothing wrong. And this is, as the Mishabur Sif Kotn Chofei explains, even if the intention is to, to trap an animal, there's no other intention, that's the agenda over here. So this really leads into an interesting bialocha. And bialocha discusses what happens if a person has got, what happens if you've got a zoo. Imagine a person has got a zoo. You know, there's a yid who owns a lion, apparently. You know, not so far from here, there's a yid who owns a lion. Apparently, he needs a special license, but it's completely legal. Not so far from here. We'll speak later. No, in Edgeware, but not that far. So there is. So imagine you've got like a private zoo in the back. You want to feed your animals. You want to feed animals on Shabbos. Is there any way you can do that in a in a permitted way? If you open the cage,
throw over
the cage. Okay, fine. If you're a bit more daring than that, how do you feed animals on Shabbos without doing Melechus Tzot? I mean, we don't have to go all extravagant with lions. If you've got toads and you've got birds, how do you feed the animals in their how do you feed in their cage? Pardon? Okay, because if you need to open the cage, how do you open a cage and then close it? Yeah. Again, opening, we spoke about a few days ago, opening is on Issa, which is interesting. It's the only melacha that doesn't have a parallel Issa. So by tzad, we don't find that. By tzad, we don't find that opening is an Issa, which Ochshulcha actually spells out. That we don't find that tzad, that opening a confined area is an Issa, which is interesting. That itself needs to be thought about. Why is melacha tzad different than other melachas? Something to think about. There must be something to it. I don't know why. But we are learning, we're paskening that opening up a confined area is mutter. So you open up, now you want to feed your birds, you want to feed your crocodiles. How do you close it afterwards? Pardon?
So you have to cover the entrance while you're feeding.
Very good. So that's the way to do it. You can either not open up completely. If you can open up in a way that the animal cannot escape, you've done no issa anyway. It's not. You've never opened up. You're not trapping because it's never been opened properly. So if you open up a little bit that the animal cannot escape, that's fine. And otherwise, you could, if it's constantly being covered, exactly like the Shulchan Aruch we learned now. If you do that system, it needs to basically. That's what the zoos in Eretz Yisrael apparently have. I heard. I don't know if that's true. Apparently, the zoo in Eretz Yisrael, they're keeping to halachas to some extent or to a large extent. I don't exactly know. Apparently, the animals have got double doors, and that's what you do. You open up the first door. You come in with a food, and then you close behind you, and then you open the second door, the internal door, and then you go in and you feed animals quickly and swiftly if it's the lions. And then afterwards, you go back in. You close, and then with two doors, it's always okay. That's the Bekoya to Mimata this is this Shulchan Aruch over here. The double door system is going to work. And if you want to feed your own little animals in your own house, same is going to be here as well, that you can always make sure that you're two covered. If you covered up something, you've got a cover, and you open up the own underneath it, and then you feed, and then afterwards you can close it up, and then open up. So basically, you just have to have something on top. Exactly. So in theory, you could even just put a towel over it, for instance. That would work. No. It's you want to feed. Yeah. Yeah, if the rabbits cannot go up from the roof, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying even if you've got birds, it's a bird's cage, and you open up from the top, and the birds couldn't potentially fly out. So what I would recommend is that you put a towel over it, and you put your hand underneath it, and then you open up the cage, and then it's really still trapped. And then you feed, and after you take your hand out of the towel, and then you can, right? And then I think that kind of system would work. Yes?
Well, a dog has
How do you leave the house? Because you what you probably do, you keep it on a lead. How do you close the door? Yeah. So, I think that probably. No, so if I would probably, I don't know, can they stay on the lead whilst you go out? Probably not. How do you close the door? I don't know. I don't know how you close the door. I don't know. Good question. Yeah, but how about opening? Yeah, I know, but it's still.
It's not a room. It's about it's around the whole house.
How can you open the house door? How can you close it? How can you close the house door? Because it's a big cage. We weren't matter. There's still a derabbanon to make a law to confine them into a larger area. That's bivo, and the larger area, that's still awesome derabbanon. So that's still awesome derabbanon. I don't know what the answer is. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Okay, it clearly is muta. It clearly is muta. It's going to have to be muta, but I don't know why. And therefore, it's not that natural. Perhaps. Yeah. Okay. Good evening and good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, no Shia on Sunday. We'll resume on Monday, Be'ez Hashem.